Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just brings a lot of clarity in her day-to-day trials. And then also a sense of comfort that the Bible provides, a bigger picture of everything. And we thank you for that, for explaining to us the things that are to come. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and that it's only the Holy Spirit that can keep you safe during times of judgment. You need to learn how to walk in Him more perfectly. It's not the work of your own hands that's going to protect you, because you have no idea what's going to come your way, okay? Only He does. So you need to learn to hear and obey Him more perfectly and really walk in Him. It's the five wise and the five foolish virgins, okay? And then understanding that once you do walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution more perfectly through Bible prophecy, because it just plays out on a smaller scale in your personal life. Okay. So going through Daniel chapter 2, okay, and this Nebuchadnezzar statue, which is a timeline, okay, from the point of Nebuchadnezzar all the way until the return of Christ, that explains these four kingdoms, okay, that are going to bear rule over the whole earth. Extremely important. They will affect your personal day-to-day life, okay? The first being Nebuchadnezzar, then the kings of Media, and then the second, the kings of Media and Persia, and then the third being a Roman beast in nature, okay? Starting first, the first head being Greece, headed off by Alexander the Great. And then the second head being Rome itself, okay, that expression, all roads lead to Rome, and then the third being the Catholic Church, and the fourth being the United States. Just going over from a biblical standpoint, that even though the United States says that it was a claim to be Christian, at least our forefathers with the Constitution and so on and so forth, they weren't, okay? They were absolutely rebellious to the king, and bared a lot of fruit that was not Christian there. And that the principles that this country was founded on is actually Roman, being a republic coming from Rome itself. I think more directly from Athens, to be exact. And then also to all the pagan gods in the Capitol, all those weird statues and stuff. You're like, what does that got to do with the United States and stuff like that? And if it's supposed to be Christian, right? It's because they aren't. They were Roman, okay? So moving forward, taking a look at what, so just kind of recapping everything, okay? Now, moving forward to this fourth beast, okay? So this is Daniel, and you have to think, right? Because if the United States is going to fall, which if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you can see it's going down. It's changing. Well, then what does that mean, right? Okay, it means we're going to be headed towards a very massive transition, okay? If the United States is the fourth head, okay, and the final head of this third beast, then once it comes down, we're going to have a very massive transition to prepare for as a church, okay? This is Daniel chapter 2, starting at verse 39, okay, just picking up again where Daniel's explaining to King Nebuchadnezzar about this statue, okay, and the different parts. It says, and after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, okay, referring to the silver, and another kingdom of brass, which is the one that we're talking about, okay, which is the third beast with the four heads, okay, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And another indication of this, too, is the way the United States, Rome did the same thing. They're always going around and conquering and things like that. And then you see this also, too, and then also Catholic Church, they were all the way off and, you know, if you look into the Crusades and things like that and other, I mean, you'd have to look into history a bit, but they bared ruled over other countries. Kings bowed down to them and stuff like that. But the Roman Catholic Church, when it was as this head, okay, this third head. And then the United States, they're going through all these. The United States is its own country, right? It's got nothing to do with anything outside of the United States, or shouldn't anyways. But you see how it would go and set up democracy and overthrow other countries. You see this in if you look into politics and stuff like that, you're like, well, what is the United States setting up democracy and have their hands? I think we have an embassy in almost every country in the whole world. Okay. And you kind of wonder and think to yourself, what, just govern your own country, right? What do you have to do with all these other countries? But again, it says there, okay, and another third kingdom which shall bear rule over all the earth. Okay, so this third kingdom, you see evidences of that in history and then in modern day politics. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, and then we'll move on to the fourth beast. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for your sister that's starting her day, that she just really has a truly humble heart, knowing that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover, and again, when she's done, read it again and again, just constantly go through it, and that she prays to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.